Now, a former Israeli security official says Tel Aviv has no desire to stop the phenomenon of right-wing vandalism against Palestinian properties. Carmi Gilon, the former chief of the Israeli security agency Shin Bet, says Tel Aviv doesn't intend to stop the so-called price tag attacks against Palestinians. The term is used to describe acts of vandalism and violence associated with Israeli settlers. Mosques, churches and even dovish Israeli groups have been targeted in such assaults. On Saturday, Israeli vandals launched a price tag attack on Palestinian field in the occupied West Bank, uprooting dozens of olive trees. In a similar assault, Israeli settlers attacked a car in the northern city of Acre, writing price tag and drawing a Star of David on the vehicle. These incidents followed a series of anti-Palestinian vandalism in the past few weeks, which have led to angry protests. We're now going to cross over to Montreal. Joining us is Bruce Katz. He's a co-president of Palestinian Jewish Unity, and he joins us via Skype. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Katz. Now, the comments of Carmi Gilon are not surprising, because that's what we've seen as a policy of the Israelis, that there has been no concerted effort to stop the price tag attacks. Why do you think so that is, though?
Well, because that simply is part of the larger process of ethnic cleansing, the attempt to drive the Palestinians off the little land, little bit of land that still remains to them in the occupied territories, and as the former chief of Shin Bet has stated. It's not a question of Shin Bet not being able to intervene. It's a question of them not wanting to intervene, and that is because that is government directives. I think it's important to note that whereas formerly the heads of Shin Bet basically came from, let's call it a secular background, their only stated objective was to ensure security for the state of Israel. But the chiefs of Shin Bet, now people in positions of authority, are chosen on an ideological basis. That is, they have to some degree be religious zealots, and so that is part and parcel of what has overtaken the Israeli society. Today, it is a society that is run by a coalition, a fascist coalition, within which the balance of power is held by fanatical settlers and religious zealots. And therefore, there should be no surprise whatsoever about the form that these continued price tags are taking. What we see is the fact that in the occupied territories, Palestinian territories, these settlers constitute a state unto themselves. So there is an official Israeli state, but there's a second unofficial Israeli state, and that is the one that exists in the occupied Palestinian territories and is run by religious zealots and fanatical settlers. Basically, what this points to is a society that is completely out of control, that has caved into the extreme right elements that hold the balance of power in the Netanyahu coalition. And when people start to talk about Netanyahu, who is himself a fanatic, being the moderate representative of a coalition which is largely dominated by the extreme right, indicates the extent to which you're dealing with fanatical elements that are undermining the rule of law.
Indeed. We're going to have to leave it there. I'm afraid we've run out of time. Bruce Katz, co-president of the Palestinian and Jewish Unity, joining us from Montreal. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV, Mr. Katz.